Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Today we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend. We are at the midpoint of August. Mm-hmm. We're almost through this month, so just hang on. We got a great show for you today. It's actually a show that I have been aware of for years and have been wanting to make sure that all of our listeners had an opportunity to hear about it.
Okay.
And that is the Wildlife Management Program at Southwest Texas College in beautiful Uvalde. This is the program that Bob Zeglin, renowned wildlife biologist and just happens to be Texas Outdoors Journal's whitetail editor, wrote, that is so highly revered. And our guest today is Daniel Tidwell, Southwest Texas College wildlife management instructor. Run into Daniel all the time at these outdoor shows, and going to give you a preview for those that have an interest. Interestingly, it's a popular program for those that may not be wildlife in tuned.
So we've
got a lot to cover, and we'll be visiting with Daniel in a bit. Plus, we've got news from around the state as well as the country. So y'all do stick around, and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
XYZ time, 27 minutes before 10 o'clock.
If you've ever listened to the radio or watched TV and thought, how'd they do that?
Then stop by the Texas Broadcast Museum. In downtown Kilgore, you'll find something that's both educational and a lot of fun. Try your hand at being a TV newscaster or weather person. It's time to visit the Texas Broadcast Museum, East Main and downtown Kilgore, and at texasbroadcastmuseum.org.
Board by a fleet for mankind.
It's where Texas broadcast history lives.
You tell them that old cousin Tom Sherwood, that he sent you, will you?
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildren's.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. Sorry, there's a little delay there because I just had to mess with Audio Bob this morning.
Thanks.
I mean, you know, he's one of these that flies by the theory of, if it's new, I got to have it.
Oh, is that it? Oh, okay.
In the electronic age.
Yeah.
And then he scrambled around trying to get everything matched up, paired up, balanced. All the technical things.
That... Oh, it's British plugs. Oops.
Exactly. Tell you what, here in the Lone Star State, we're becoming the land gobblers.
Indeed.
Just gobbling up acres and acres of land. Texas Parks and Wildlife has recently acquired 2,850 acres in Stevens County. The property, which will become the Robbie Davis Wildlife Management Area, is a culmination of more than a decade of partnership between Texas Parks and Wildlife Department and Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation. When Stevens County ranch owner Robbie Davis passed away, she left her 2,850-acre family ranch to Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation with the hope that someday it would benefit the people of Texas. She received the property in 2015 and partnered with TPWD and TPWF and the Natural Resource Conservation Service to steward the land, invest in habitat restoration and management activities. So tell you what, we have a lot of generous Texans at the Moody Foundation.
Indeed.
The property sold to TPWD at 75% of appraised value.
Oh, how nice.
With the remaining 25% representing a charitable contribution that helped make the acquisition possible. Sale proceeds will establish an endowment supporting habitat enhancement and management of Robbie Davis Wildlife Management Area and other Texas Parks and Wildlife Department WMAs. So good for us. I mean, it's like every week, Harold, we're just hearing of something new that's been acquired.
A lot of growth the last couple of years.
Absolutely.
Well, I've got some great news.
What's that?
I want to welcome the Ranch Radio Group in Kerrville to our family.
Okay.
We are starting there this week. 104.3, 102.1, the Hill Country Patriot for Saturday mornings at 6. 96.5, 93.9, the Raptor, Sunday mornings at 7. 105, I don't know why I'm getting read numbers today. 106.5, the Hot Country Fox, Sundays at 9 in the evening. And 92.3, the Ranch, Saturday mornings at 6. And welcome, you folks in Kerrville. We're very, very, very happy to have you join the family.
What an appropriate show to be
Indeed.
Broadcasting to that part of the Lone Star State.
Absolutely.
What else you got for us on the national scene?
Well, Hunters for the Hungry, it's very interesting. Last year, they provided an estimated 1.7 million pounds of game meat to individuals, families, and food banks across the U.S. In total, the loose affiliation of approximately 40 state and local programs have contributed an estimated total of 45 million pounds of wild game meat to those in need. And so to find out more about the Hunters for the Hungry in your area, go to feedingtexas.org.
Tell you what a great program.
Oh, indeed.
Support. For those of you that hunt big game, any game, actually,
right.
Waterfowl, take it to the local Hunters for the Hungry program and put the meat to work if you're not going to use it.
Absolutely.
Tell you what, let's check on the CCA Star Tournament leaderboard. We're winding down, folks. Let me tell you what, only got just a few weeks left in the program. So, Harold, what are your little nippers doing?
I was going to say, friends, get your kids out there on the water. Okay, this is the Star Kids Scholarship Division. The leader is getting a $30,000 scholarship, but they pay down four more places. So scholarships of $20,000, $15,000, $7,500, and $2,500. And still the leader. Boy, she's got a nervous family. 5-pound, 11-ounce sheepshead Faith Lavender, who is 9. Gaff top leader, 6 pounds, even Jake Tortorese, who is 10.
In the Star Teen Scholarship Division, and this is same payout with the leader getting $30,000. Zoe DuBose leads the sheep's head, 8 pounds, 14 ounce, and Kenley Jordan leads gaff top, 5 pounds, 8 ounce.
And we got people here, they are leaders by weight. The inshore division, sheep's head leader, 9 pound, 15 ounce, Ramon Zapata, gaff top, 5 pound, 15 ounce, Oren Ellis Jr., black drum, 14 pound, 2 ounce, Rosalind Biano.
In the Hoffpower Offshore Division, and let me tell you what a tremendous tournament, the Legacy Tournament.
Indeed.
I believe the tournament turned out to be 292 billfish were caught and photographed and released.
Wow.
Amazing. But in the Hoffpower Offshore Division for this year's CCA State of Texas Anglers Rodeo, kingfish, 30-pound minimum, Daniel Rowe is our leader, 43 pounds, 5 ounce. Dorado, 20 pound minimum. Tate Schuster, 41 pound, 10 ounce is the leader. Ling or Cobia, 50 pound minimum. Ruben Hinojosa Jr. leads 68 pounds, 6 ounce, and red snapper Robert Beige, 22 pounds even.
In the Texas Ford Dealers Red Tag Division, those tag redfish, they're out there, friends. There's still a lot of them out there. But the big winners get a new Ford F-150, a Haney Boat, Mercury Motor, Coastline Trailer, and there's still one slot open, but right now we do have four certified, Matthew Silva Sr., Michael Keene, Connor Stevens, and Bradley Sutton.
In the blue tag, we've got three boat packages and then just a number of Academy gift cards. Alejandro Gonzalez has been certified. So is Riley Kutik, as well as Andres Garcia. And then you've got Karam Garza and Elwin Tejada will be getting gift certificates.
Ah, yeah. Very good. Okay.
So we got a full show.
Indeed.
So we're going to be moving along rapidly. We'll take a break. Don't you all go anywhere, as we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
America's best-selling truck for 49 years running is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks, trucks you need, trucks with best-in-class payload and towing. Ha ha, but you're not going to see them celebrate these 49 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 49 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
Friends, now you can listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora. The country's favorite outdoor show, directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more, on demand and on the go. Download the Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora apps, or go to Google and search Texas Outdoor News, or just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the tabs. Then listen anytime, anywhere.
When faced with the need for periodontal or implant services, the first thing you want is a good referral. I know from experience, and my dentist referred me to Dr. Charles Dyer. From the start, I was glad he did, because beginning with my first appointment, through every follow-up, there were no long waits and just a warm welcome from his staff and right on in. Dr. Dyer's experienced staff makes the whole process easy, from a friendly greeting and a comfortable and relaxed atmosphere to quickly handling the paperwork and timely phone reminders of appointments. They're justly proud of being at the forefront of technology and surgical techniques, allowing them to offer a wide range of services and every procedure necessary. Dr. Dyer is consistently named one of Houston's top dentists. The office is conveniently located on Spring Cypress Road off Highway 290 in the Cypress area. I'm more than pleased with my experience and proud to personally refer you to Dr. Charles Dyer. Online, Google Dr. Charles Dyer in Cypress or call 281-304-9911. That's 281-304-9911.
And welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bill Olson. This portion of our program is brought to you by The Blind, and that is B-L-Y-N-D. For decades, the original blind has been known for its long-lasting durability that will not fail in the field while providing comfortable concealment at an affordable price. The blind has been a bestseller for over 43 years and more than 75,000 sold since 1980. Plus, the blind's iconic design and construction are so good, original models bought over 35 years ago are still being used today. I've got some up in my place I've had over 20 years. They're still doing their job. And last season, I installed the next generation, and that's the VersaBlind. And just as this name implies, the VersaBlind satisfies the needs for any hunting discipline, rifle, bow, pistol, black powder, and more. Its newly designed spacious configuration provides more room while on the same footprint. Its windows allow greater visibility, versatility, and increased shot options to harvest game. Plus, hunters now have the room to truly set up for a steady shot. See the original blind, VersaBlind, towers, tie-downs, their new cottonseed feeder, other accessories, and by the way, you've got an older blind, you can convert part of it to the VersaBlind. They can help you with that, okay? So you go to blind.com, that's B-L-Y-N-D.com. Since 1980, it is the blind, and dealer inquiries are welcomed.
Harold, Joel Mind Reader, that's exactly what I was going to mention, because I've been with James and Linda Franks at several shows over the past few weeks.
Right.
And so many people are taking advantage of, like, the new door.
Right.
Instead of the old-fashioned half door.
I know. And the older you get.
Exactly. Yeah. Our conversion, or taking, like, your original blind, taking a panel off, and putting a Versa blind side on.
Correct.
You know?
Correct.
You can upgrade.
Which is to their credit, too. It's not planned obsolescence, right? You know?
No.
You can upgrade.
Absolutely. And it's just absolutely amazing. Really have had fun brainstorming with James at different times. Just what you can do.
Mm-hmm.
So check it out at blind.com. B-O-Y-N-D.
Yeah. Checking the Texas Outdoors Journal. Fishing and hunting times. This Saturday is the best day of the week with this Sunday slipping to good. Monday continues the rating slide is a fair day. Tuesday bottoms out as poor. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, though, begin our rebound to fair. Next weekend, both Saturday and Sunday are rated as good. This weekend, look for game actively feeding from early afternoon until the evening hours before sunset. This major feeding period of the day on Monday and Tuesday occurs from mid-afternoon, continues until the evening hours well after sunset. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, a major time shift with game beginning to feed from well before sunrise, continuing to forage until mid to late morning. Next weekend, this most active period begins either side of sunrise, continues until either side of the noon hour. On Wednesday, August the 19th, the moon will enter its first quarter phase. On the coast, this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday have a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Monday is a three tide day with two low tides, just one high. Tuesday through next Sunday, a string of days with a single tide schedule of one high, one low each day.
All right. On the coast, tell you what, we've got some great fishing that's taking place. And on the coast, many times people tend to forget that fishing on the coast along the beachfront can be excellent. Mentioned the Legacy Tournament and how many billfish came in. Well, that's the offshore and maybe near shore, you know, activity that's available for you. For those that want to go from the sand to the surf, you know, take a look at wade fishing. Some of the old places that I grew up with on Galveston Island, like around Murdoch's on Galveston Island.
Oh, yeah.
You know, still a great place to do some fishing. Heading on down toward West Galveston Island, school's about to start, and that means going to be smaller crowds,
yeah.
And you can get out and kind of have it to yourself. All the way down to the Matagorda area, either side of the jetties down there in Matagorda, great fishing, and just lots to see and do. I mean, there's so much to do. Over in Southwest Louisiana, got some reports from our friends at Hackberry Rod and Gun coming over, and they've had a mixed bag of speckled trout have been predominant, few redfish thrown in, plus a few flounder, and that's going to get even better. Don't forget what's ahead of us as we get toward the end of August and into September is the shrimp migration, and that's going to be true over in Southwest Louisiana as well as here in the Lone Star State. On down the coast, you're playing the tides and may have some rain that will start to, you know, drop the salinity level just a skosh. And that's going to improve the fishing. Get some wind, may blow some water back into the bays and increase some of the activity in the back lake areas. So all in all, really good situation. And the neat thing, and Harold, I know that you don't wade fish, but the best is yet to come. I mean, the right. Fall is absolutely phenomenal. So you're going to have it to yourself, folks. Get out and enjoy. Now, heading to our area, Inland Lakes.
Okay.
And we're going to give you some data that a lot of people don't necessarily look at, but given recent rains, it's important. Like Medina Lake is currently 29.9% of capacity and holding steady the past week. That's up 0.1% over the last week. Choke Canyon, 24.4% of capacity, down 0.4%, 0.4%. 0.1% from a week ago and its high water mark. Corpus Christi, 91.7%, up 8.3% from 1 week earlier. And I saw various reports that the Corpus Christi City Council is trying to figure out, or they're replying, to stop releasing water because there's been a number of rains along the coast. There's rains that we're going to be dealing with in the coming weeks.
Right.
So it doesn't really need that release of water to help the estuary, but amazing. Down around Zapata Way, Falcon Reservoir, 25.2%. That's down from 26.1%, or about a 9/10 drop from 1 week earlier, and its recent high water mark. Amistad Reservoir was just kind of on a steady, slow rise at 38.5% and holding steady the past week. Just amazing. Aren't we heading toward hunting season?
Yes, indeed.
We are?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, folks. We're looking at Harold's 17 days.
Yes.
Before we smell gunpowder mm-hmm. in the air again.
Okay? And this weekend, we can get our licenses.
This weekend, it's open now.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's right.
That's the good news. Was visiting with Eric Garza, Texas Parks and Wildlife District Leader there along the Rio Grande River, and given some update on the screwworm situation. And really more from a standpoint of what we as mere mortals can do.
Right.
As opposed to those that are, specialists and deal with wildlife. And we know what we can do with livestock and our domestic pets.
Right.
We can handle that. But when it comes to wildlife, got a phone number for you if you haven't seen it. 512-389-4505. That's 512-389-4505 if you happen to observe wildlife that you think may be infected.
Okay.
Turn it over to them. Do not try to, deal with them yourself. Eric also mentioned that there's a cooperation of districts that have been infected and those that are adjacent, but they're working in conjunction with each other, and that's District 11, 10, 4, 5, and 1. And you go, where's that? Go to TPWD's website and look at the new district, because it changed from the old 8 to now the new 11. But basically, if you're dealing with permits in your wildlife program, then you can be more involved. All right. What else have we got, Harold? You're not doing...
Yes, I am.
Now?
I have a vehicle for you. Yes, I do.
Oh, okay. Well, then let us hold our breath and know what it is.
It's one of our favorites. One of my favorites, I tell you what, man. The 2026 Ranger Raptor from Ford Super Crew 4x4. It's got the 3-liter EcoBoost V6 engine in it that's pumping out 405 horsepower, made into a 10-speed automatic transmission. And you look at it and it just says, yeah, I'm bad. I'm really bad. On the road, solid, but off-road, absolutely amazing. This puppy will go from 0 to 60 in 5.3. It'll tow 5,510 pounds. It's got 10.7 inches of ground clearance. You can just set four-wheel drive to slippery rock crawl Baja modes. The amazing thing are the Fox Live Valve shocks. I've driven these things well over 100 miles an hour in desert creek beds and testing, and the harder you push them, the better the ride is, because these things just dance over stuff rather than that slow, bumpy, bumpy mess. Obviously, the skid plates certainly help, but it is faster over the Moguls. It's very, very solid. Bang & Olufsen sound system, though, because when you want to get and roar down those creek beds, you can crank up the speakers. Does have a trail crawl control, which is kind of cool. I know you're not a fan of that, but you can just set your speed, and all you got to do is steer. And it just goes, and it goes over stuff. Everything you can think of. Upfitter switches, if you order and it doesn't have exactly everything you want, I can't imagine what not. Classy stuff. Heated steering wheels, heated seats, on and on and on. But very, very capable. And with this mid-size, you can find a lot of places in town that you can park. The full-size Raptors, they are a little bit of an issue sometimes because they're so darn wide. This thing, loaded absolutely to the gills, is right at 62. Check it out. It's the 26 Ford from Ford Performance Ranger Raptor.
Which frame is it on? Is it on the 150 frame?
No. This is mid-size. It's a smaller frame.
It's smaller frame.
Yeah, and it's fully boxed, too, which makes a big, big difference because some of those people out there still have those U-channels, and they're too loose. Fully boxed gives you a much stiffer ride. It's great.
Very good. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to school.
Hey!
Daniel Tidwell, Southwest Texas College. He's on his way.
All across our state, groups of everyday Texans are volunteering to adopt a highway and pick up litter. But what kinds of groups?
Girl Scout Troop 823.
The Soulmates Running Club.
Sigma Delta Nu Fraternity.
The Open Road Warriors.
Jefferson High Glee Club.
The Flock Stars Bird Watchers.
Shh. Literally thousands of groups are pitching in, but we still need yours. Adopt your 2 miles today. Get started at don'tmesswithtexas.org. A message from the Texas Department of Transportation.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
The weather is warm, the winds have laid, and fishing across Texas is heating up. Whether it's fresh or saltwater fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal is your best source of timely tips, saliner and tide tables, plus updates on patterns that'll keep you on fish. And even though it's prime time for fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal lets hunters know of off-season hunting opportunities, how to improve one's skills, plus ways to support and pass on our hunting and shooting heritage. These are a couple of reasons why since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you'll get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. And this portion of the program is brought to you by Spear Ag in Uvalde, Texas. You know, you might say agriculture's in the blood of Spear Ag owners Justin and Klein Spear. Since the time the brothers were born, they've been actively involved in both farming and ranching. Just like you when you were a kid going to the feed store with your grandpa on a Saturday, today Spear Ag brings that feeling back to life. Visit their new 52,000 square foot headquarters, store, plant location at 3333 East Main Street in Uvalde, and step back in time to when customer service was the focus and the quality of goods was the priority. Spear Ag and Feeder Max Feed Wildlife products still hold to those values today and are redefining the country feed store experience. Spear Ag's a home of cottonseed. They sell in bulk, plus they deliver as well. Now, what does redefining the country feed store experience mean, Harold?
What?
They've got meat. They've got Wagyu meat.
That's right.
In freezers.
Unbelievable.
Plus anything else you might need for your home, your business, on the ranch, in the arena, wherever it might be.
I love that fact when you're planting, they can customize the seed for you.
Feeding. Mm-hmm. We'll be talking about that more as we get closer to the season, but basically, have your soil samples taken to the County Ag Extension agent, and then go to Spear Ag and go, what am I missing?
That's right.
What am I short of?
There you go.
All right. For ranching and agricultural services, visit spearag.com. For more information on Spear Ag's Feeder Max lineup of wildlife blends and cottonseed, visit feedermaxfeed.com or just give them a call, 830-279-6156. That's 830-279-6156.
Okay.
As I mentioned at the top of the program, have been impressed as soon as I heard about this program years ago. Some guy named Zeglin came up with an idea.
Right.
Bob Zeglin wrote a program for Southwest Texas College, and it has literally taken the state of Texas by storm with the quality of the curriculum as well as the knowledge that students that finish the two-year program has, and many will go ahead and get their bachelor's degree at a four-year program. Guy that I met a few years ago who is heavily involved, he is a former student.
Oh.
Graduated from Southwest Texas and then I believe went to Sol Ross, and we're going to find out more about his background. David Tidwell, Southwest Texas College Wildlife Management Instructor. David, welcome to Texas Outdoor News. Are you ready, my friend?
Yes, sir, I am. Thank you for having me.
Well, absolutely. We're ready to be taught, David. This is Harold, and thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, I tell you what, give us a little history, your background, how you got involved in the program, and then obviously you got your bachelor's degree after 2 years at Southwest Texas College, and then your involvement at the school now.
Yeah, so really had humble beginnings, and I think a cool story for your listeners. I met Bob when I was 16 on a ranch just outside of Rock Springs. My uncle owned a piece of property there that was part of a co-op. And what was really funny, I had no interest in going to college. Zero. I was a cocky high school kid. And in one of those meetings that Bob had with all the landowners there in that co-op, he pulled me off to the side and he started quizzing me on plants. I was like, Bob, why should I know these plants? And he's like, how can you call yourself a whitetail deer hunter if you don't know what they eat? And so from that point forward, man, that sentence alone just stuck with me. And so I ended up joining his program, and I really enjoyed all the experiences that we have. And I continued my education at Sol Ross, and then got my bachelor's and moved straight into a master's. And I always kept that connection with Bob. It's with how busy he is in the wildlife field, it's sometimes kind of hard to leave Bob. He just keeps popping up. But I ended up coming back and started teaching in 2018, the same time with our other instructor, Dean Weimers. And since then, we have made a great team, as Bob being the lead coordinator. And, man, it's just been a lot of fun to be part of this ride.
You know what I have heard over the years on this program and about your graduates that completed the two-year study at Southwest Texas? When they go for their bachelor's degree at one of the four-year universities, when it comes field time, how far ahead Southwest Texas students are?
Yeah, so that's the number one compliment we get from the universities that we send students to. So our students, the very first week of class, they start getting hands-on experience. And so by the time that they're done with us, in a two-year program, they've most likely touched over 500 deer and have been on a lot of ranches and have spoken to a lot of landowners. And so, man, as a technician for a grad student coming in as a junior, they can slide right in and be comfortable making their way to a property. They're comfortable talking to landowners. They're comfortable handling animals because they've done it before.
Well, absolutely amazing. And I'm looking at the website, and I just want to give this a few times during our conversation today. Just Google Southwest Texas College Wildlife Management, and it will come up, and you'll find a link to Wildlife Management. It's parentheses 03.0601 Uvalde Campus. And, you know, just reading the purpose and your mission statement speaks volumes about what has been developed and what's available. Dean, if you'll indulge me, I want to read the mission statement because I think it's very succinct and very profound. The Wildlife Management Program at SWTX is the first and only two-year associate of applied science degree program in the state of Texas. Our mission is to provide an intense professional learning atmosphere both in the classroom and in the field, in order to develop experienced wildlife technicians that will prosper and have an immediate positive impact in the professional arena. In addition, We attempt to provide each student with the opportunity for employment during their education, as well as upon successful completion of the program. Boy, that's from A to Z. I mean, and that's impressive.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, because I had a question, but it might take a while. But Daniel, this Harold, can you go over the courses that are offered?
Yeah, so we got a range of courses. We have two degrees. So we have a 1-year certificate, and if you decide to go for the 1-year certificate, it's just 20 hours, and it's just strictly wildlife management courses. And then we offer the 2-year associates of applied science and wildlife management. And it's kind of broken into like 1/3 basics and 2/3 wildlife courses. And so for the wildlife courses, it's going to be a range from wildlife identification, wildlife management techniques, wildlife conservation and management, preserve game management, and then also even getting into propagation, where we look at raising animals and kind of even getting into the exotic field. And so you get a very wide-ranging base. And then what we don't cover in class, or what we do cover in class, can complement what students get in the field. So you talked about we try to get students on jobs. Well, we can give it to them in the field, and then they understand it. They get to put their hands on it whenever they're on their internships.
Well, there is a lot more to this story, but we're up against the mid-portion of the program. So, Daniel, if you would, hold on. Folks, you stick around as well, as we'll continue our conversation about this wildlife program at Southwest Texas College right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
Stop dreaming and start fishing. Memorial Weekend to Labor Day. Fish all summer with the CCA Star Tournament. Reel in one of over $2 million in prizes and scholarships. Catch a tagged redfish to win a Ford F-150 truck and boat package. 10 divisions in all. Real people win real prizes. Sponsored by Texas Ford Dealers, Academy Sports and Outdoors, and Progressive Insurance, Haney Boats, and Mercury Marine. Sign up at startournament.org. Sign up now.
The finest and most complete gunsmithing services in the country are available at Briley Manufacturing in Houston, Texas. Briley can provide all your gunsmithing needs. Their gunsmiths are highly trained to work on your shotguns, handguns, and rifles. Shotgun services include forcing cone lengthening, pad installation, barrel porting, and custom stock fitting. Rifle services include muzzle brakes, custom triggers, optic mounting, and full cleaning. A complete line of handgun services are available, from custom 1911 work to refinishing options for all firearms. Since Briley is the world's leader in manufacturing shotgun chokes and tube sets, and builders of custom firearms from scratch like their amazing Raptor 22, if that part needed to fix a family heirloom is not available, they can make it. The vast Briley showroom is always fun to visit, and it's filled with new, used, and rare firearms, plus clothing, accessories, supplies, and more. The best for over 50 years. Visit Briley.com for information and direction. That's Briley, Briley.com.
We continue our conversation with Daniel Tidwell. During the break, it was brought to my attention by everybody in here that I called you David. And the reason why is my fingers typing the notes, I put David. I know you're Daniel.
Yeah.
And my apologies. I mean, I can't believe that I called, you know, but let me tell you what.
Yes.
They jumped me big time.
Good. Well, hey, you always stabbed me in the heart, so that's good.
There you go. I want to follow up real quick on the courses. Can someone doesn't have the time, doesn't have the interest in becoming a full-time student or getting a degree, are any of these courses available for somebody to check out online, or to use the term audit or something like that?
So as far as online options, you know, you can probably take some of the basic courses online, mm-hmm. but we're so hands-on, and what our experience is being able to be with you in the field and really mentor you through this program. Ah. We really want people to be in the seats in our program in Uvalde.
Absolutely. And that is the foundation for this program. Now, there's something that you told me in San Antonio when we were together that absolutely blew me away. And, of course, it's kind of typical of your initial influence or introduction to the school and the curriculum. You weren't really interested. But you have, of the students that you all have enrolled, everybody's involved in wildlife. Everyone's involved in hunting. Everyone's involved in the outdoors, right?
Not necessarily. And so something that was really surprising, a trend that we've seen the past couple of years, is the amount of students that are coming in that have never hunted before. So we do a survey on all of our incoming freshmen, and this past year, 53% of our freshmen have never hunted before. And so we feel strongly, and I think that's a trend across all colleges across the nation. You know, whenever we're talking to our other partners, that's a pretty common trend. And so one of the things that we do at the end of the year, we try to do it as a big incentive for our students to really push through and persevere through the semester, because we're busy. And if they do well, we'll get them on a student hunt. And in the past, I'd say 4 years, we've taken probably about 50 students hunting for the very first time. And for the most part, they're very successful. I think last year we had 100% success rate on getting our students their very first harvest.
That is so personal.
Oh, yes.
It's not walking into these big classrooms and Harold Gunn, you're present, check. Okay, next going on. I mean, that is absolutely, absolutely phenomenal that so many. And Daniel, I'm going to give a plug this way for the school and what you all have to offer. For all you single moms that come up to the Texas Outdoors Journal booth and go, my son, my daughter, they're with friends that hunt. I don't, you know.
Right.
They're struggling as to what they want to do. Here is an opportunity in a beautiful community, in a beautiful part of the state, and the hands-on that Daniel's explaining to us is just absolutely phenomenal. Take oh, you got some? Go ahead.
Occasionally, Daniel, this is Harold. You're talking about the jobs that you help them get while they're there. What are the job opportunities after someone graduates through these courses? What kind of jobs are they looking for or looking at?
And so we're very fortunate to have Bob Zeglin. He's got 50-plus years of professional experience in the wildlife industry, and with that is an amazing network with ranches. We have more ranches looking for employment than we have students that we can fill, and that's going to be ranch management positions, assistant ranch managers, hunting guides, all levels on private property we are trying to fill. And that's something that we're trying to make a big push on. You know, we have in between 30 and 35 students on average in between 2 years. And I think we'd like to be able to push that to about 50. That way we can actually fill the need for the jobs that we have around us and the people that are asking. And one thing that I feel like is worth mentioning, too, that I think sets us apart from any other institution is that we don't look at ourselves as teachers. We look at ourselves as mentors. We want to spend the time to get to know every student, and we're using life-enriching experience, whether it's hunting, them getting hands-on with a deer during a deer capture, or any of our other activities, to elevate them as young men and women. And that's really the biggest purpose that we have in this program, is just take common sense to a higher level, have those life-enriching experiences for those students, and be able to lift them up in this society and make them successful in their life.
It's been my experience with the students that I've met over the years since finding out about y'all's program and curriculum. And when that's mentioned about Southwest Texas, literally the face turns on, big smiles, excitement.
No.
You all have endeared yourself. to previous students, and I know you'll continue to do that. We're almost out of time. For those that are wanting more information, obviously the website, Google Southwest Texas College Wildlife Management, and it will give you a link to go there and take a look. How about some one-on-one, somebody wants to talk, or a student, potential student that wants to talk? Is there any way to visit with someone?
Yeah, so I would say give us a call from our phone number that you have online. And we have a 24—we have an open-door policy. We're actually the ones, if you contact us, we're going to give you step-by-step instructions on how to get registered. And we even like registering every student. That way we make sure that you're where you need to be. That we can eliminate any confusion. And so reaching out to either me or Dean, those phone numbers would be the best bet. And like I said, either one of us is good because we make a great team. Everything that I've said is the same for Dean. That's his mentality as well.
I'm looking at the website, and is it okay to give your phone number and Dean's phone number?
Yes.
All right, for Daniel Tidwell, 830-591-7327. And for Dean Weimers, is that correct pronunciation?
Yes, Weimers.
All right,
yes,
sir. Dean Weimers, 830-591-7204. I tell you what, you visit with these men, you get involved in the program, you get your student, your child involved with it, and you're going to have an exciting adventure and learning experience with people that are very passionate about what they do. Daniel, can't thank you enough for taking time to be our guest today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. This was a lot of fun.
Thank you, Daniel. Friends, we shall be back with more Texas Outdoor News.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. We leave no warrior behind. Wounded Warrior Project is a nonprofit organization created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war. Whether those scars are physical or mental, we're here to make sure that they heal. And whether it's helping those with post-traumatic stress disorder live a normal life again, or giving much-needed support to injured warriors and veterans hospitals, because no one deserves our help more than the men and women who risk their lives to keep us safe. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It's time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what's coming up?
Okay, a lot of stuff here. August 20, Greater Houston Christian Outdoor Fellowship Annual Conroe Baptist Outdoor and Sports Expo in Conroe at the First Baptist in Conroe. Information on that. Original Sports Banquet. Okay, fbcconroe.org. That's where to go. August 21, 23, Hunter's Extravaganza, Fort Worth Convention Center, Fort Worth. Information on that, huntersextravaganza.com. August 22, Brownwood Chapter Ducks Unlimited Fundraising Banquet in Brownwood at the Brownwood Event Center. Ducks.org has the info on that. Also, August 22, East Texas Chapter National Wild Turkey Federation Banquet in Athens at the Kane Center YMCA, NWTF.org. August 24, Deep East Texas Chapter National Wild Turkey Federation Hunting Heritage Banquet, Jasper at the Maroon Ridge Event Center. Go to one of those great events, friends, in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 49 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing, payload, and are the strongest trucks on the road. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
And for all your lighting needs, go to hybridlight.com. They've got everything you need: headlamps, work lights, lanterns, more. Kits that contain like one of each. These lights will hold a charge for 7 years, plus you can charge your phone off of these things. 20% off any of their products. Free same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com and to check out Ad Texas 20.
I want to thank our guest, Daniel Tidwell, instructor, wildlife management instructor at Southwest Texas College in Uvalde. I tell you what, this is something your kids can get excited about. You as parents can get excited about. It is a tremendous program that is just held in great regard. Daniel's phone number, 830-591-7327. And Dean Weimer's phone number, 830-591-7204.
I'm excited about it, but there's probably an age limit. Anyway, remember to check out our website, TexasOutdoorNews.com, for a list of our wonderful affiliate stations. And again, hello to our new friends in Kerrville. Remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Join us next week for Texas Outdoor News.